Hey guys, really excited because today I'm releasing my brand new masterclass. I just recorded it, and in it, you're gonna learn the five biggest mistakes you're making when trying to lose weight and the simple five-step system that my clients over 40 are using to burn fat, get lean, and to do that without giving up the lifestyle they've worked so hard to create. There's no need to give up your favorite foods. There's no need to spend all your time in the gym. So if you're tired of time-consuming workouts, restrictive diets, and years of trial and error, for most of the people that I talk to, they've been trying for years. If that's you, you want to listen to this training, get ready to take some notes, and most importantly, apply what you learn. All right, let's get to the masterclass. What's up, my friend, and welcome to the Body Breakthrough Masterclass. Today, you're going to learn the super simple five-step process our high-achieving clients are using to skyrocket their energy and burn fat, all without giving up their lifestyle. And I don't want to start off this masterclass with a lot of small talk. I want to jump right in. So with your permission, let's jump in, let's get rolling, and let's get to the first most important slide, which is who this masterclass is for. Because if you don't resonate with this slide, there's no need to be here. Just click off this class and go about your day. No need to be here or spend your time here. However, if you're a man and if you've been prioritizing business and other areas of your life over your health, and you're now finally looking to get your health under control, you want to build a lean, strong, and athletic body. You're ready for this, and you're ready to do it without putting in long hours in the gym or giving up your favorite foods. This is probably the most important masterclass you'll ever watch. So if you're an A player, if you believe in yourself, if you're willing to take action, you just need the right strategies, then you are in the right place. Because in the next 45 minutes, you're going to learn how to lose 20 to 30 pounds of unwanted body fat and keep it off. And that's without doing any extreme diets, killing yourself in the gym, or giving up your favorite foods. You're going to learn how to work out in a way that forces your body to build lean muscle and burn fat, even if nothing you've tried in the past has ever worked for you. You're going to learn how to regain the energy you had in your youth without spending thousands of bucks a month on supplements or testosterone replacement therapy. So if you're one of those guys, you've been researching testosterone, thinking about it, you don't need that. I promise you. If you're in your 40s, 50s, or even 60s, what I'm going to share with you here is the thing that you're looking for. You'll also learn how to arrive at your lowest body weight since your 20s while enjoying your wealth and your lifestyle. And you're going to learn how to do all of this without any gimmicks. You and I know the gimmicks don't work. You don't have to eliminate or cycle carbs, give up your favorite foods, or anything fancy. My promise to you is that you're going to learn a powerful formula used by celebrity trainers and elite athletes to reduce stress, reclaim your health, and completely transform your body three times faster than what conventional methods deliver, all while enjoying your life. Look, I know that's a strong thing to say, some strong claims, and I want to talk about what this is not. This is not a magic pill. You and I both know those don't exist. That said, this can work like one, but you got to put in the work. On that note, this isn't a work harder strategy. It's a work smarter strategy. You and I both know if you want to take your business from 6 to 7 figures or 7 to 8 figures, you need to leverage smart strategies. You don't just put more hours or hire people without really thinking about what they're going to do. You have to know what you're doing. You have to leverage the right strategies. And synergy is your friend. We're going to be talking about several different strategies here, but it's not any single strategy that makes the magic happen. It's the combination of all of them. And of course, because people don't take responsibility for their health, I got to say that I'm not a doctor. I'm not here to diagnose or treat any problems that you may have. And if you've got something going on, make sure you check with a doctor before following this information. And the other thing is, there's nothing for sale in this masterclass. There's not going to be a button that pops up that you have to put your credit card info, nothing like that. That said, if you resonate with what I share with you today, I do have a cool invitation for you at the end. So if you resonate, stay to the end if you want to take things to the next level. So does this sound like you? Do you have some weeks where your body will get visibly leaner, but you just can't seem to maintain it? Do you lose weight after starting a new diet only to fall off the wagon because it's just too strict and doesn't fit your lifestyle? Do you know that exercise is key to your health and mental performance, but you're working so hard on your business or career that you just can't seem to find the time? And have you tried following strict diets, exercising hard, but ended up burning out or maybe even getting injured and still not seeing the results you wanted? And do you see other men with an amazing body, full of energy, crushing it in business and life? You got no idea how they're doing it all at the same time. And if the answer is no to this one, stay tuned because I'm going to introduce you to some men who are in your situation, but now they're crushing it. You're going to see how they made the transformation. And are you tired of mainstream fitness advice because you feel it's all about strategic marketing, quick fixes, and none of it is trying to help you solve this so that you can keep your results long term? And do you secretly fear that you'll never get your body to look the way you want because maybe you're too old, or maybe there's something wrong with your metabolism, or maybe your genes aren't as great as you thought, or perhaps it's your hormones, or maybe you've gotten great results, but you just feel like being lean and enjoying life just doesn't seem to go together. So I have some great news for you. None of these are the problem. The real problem here is you haven't made what I call the shifts. And once you make these shifts, every day you're going to look in the mirror, you're going to see all that unwanted body fat that you've been trying to get rid of just melting off your frame faster than you thought possible. You'll start to see a transformation happen while seeing lean muscle appear all over your body. You'll wake up in the morning full of energy from the moment you get up, and you'll fall asleep effortlessly at night. No more of that tired but wired feeling or drinking 4 shots of espresso to make it through your day, only to wind down with some alcohol and pills at night or whatever you've been having to do because your energy levels just aren't where they need to be. Your body and presence will communicate confidence. You'll subconsciously communicate success wherever you go. And this will lead to more sales, getting a raise, growing your company. All things come with less effort simply because how you show up. And you'll know the exact amounts and types of foods to eat for your body type and your lifestyle while working out less, and you will have complete control over how you look and feel, maybe for the first time in your life. And look, I know I'm making some strong claims here, and you're very skeptical, and I think you should be. I've been in this business for a long time. I fell for a lot of the BS that's out there. And what I want to tell you is I'm not an internet marketer. I don't have a degree in marketing or PR or anything like that. I don't have an MBA. I have a degree in biology. I wanted to become a doctor until I realized that giving pills and doing surgeries for what are really lifestyle problems wasn't something that was going to sit well with me. And I've been working with hundreds of men from all ages and backgrounds in person and online for the past 20 plus years. When I was a personal trainer in Miami, I helped Robert Downey Jr. get in shape for his first Iron Man movie. I've worked with Sir Richard Branson. He called me a fit bastard when I met him. Very, a very memorable moment, you might say. I've helped Ricky Martin get in shape for one of his tours, and dozens of CEOs of multi-million dollar companies from around the world. And what I do is I create systems that make losing fat and building a lean, athletic body simple and easy to fit into your lifestyle. Because if it's not as easy as it can be or as simple as it can be, it just doesn't work. That's what I've found. And I've guided hundreds of men and women to their dream body so they can finally feel great at the beach or pool, have more energy, exude confidence, and live that extraordinary life they deserve, all without giving up the things that they feel that they need to. That said, you may look at me and say, well, you know, you probably always been in shape. Well, there's some truth to that, but here's how I discovered these 5 shifts. I was in great shape in my 20s, but that photo that you see on the left there, I got fat in my 30s. And you may say, well, I've seen worse than that. That's not fat for me. Well, the truth is that our standards are so low right now, because the reality of that photo is that I was 24% body fat. That's 1% away from being obese. So it's not about what you see or what about what you think is okay or whatever. It's 1% away from being obese. And I was a fitness professional. Think about that for a moment. It did not help me with my business, which is ironic because One of the reasons I got that was I was starting to shift away from, you know, spending so much time in the gym and really partying too. I was in Miami Beach training all these celebrities. I mean, who can blame me, right? But I started to shift away from having a good time and working out in the gym to working on my business. And as a result, I got fat. But here's the thing. I was doing all the things that all the strategies, all the methods that all the gurus of the time set, they said to eat low carb. So I did. I wouldn't even buy fruit. They said to eat organic. So I did. I went to Whole Foods. I paid double or triple because I was afraid those endocrine disrupting pesticides were making me fat. So I did it. I lifted heavy weights. I did high intensity interval training. I was working so hard, but yet I was not only 1% away from being obese, but I had pre-diabetic blood sugar levels as well. My cholesterol levels were a mess. And worst of all, I felt terrible. I didn't feel good about myself. I didn't feel good physically. I had issues with sleep and I was stressed all the time. I'm trying to look confident in that photo, but really I was not feeling good. And as a result, I ended up blaming. I thought, you know, well, there's something wrong with my metabolism. I partied quite a bit in my 20s. Maybe I hurt myself in some ways. I drank a lot of alcohol. I did other things. You know, I partied and maybe I hurt myself. Maybe I damaged my metabolism. Or maybe it's my hormones. I actually got my hormones tested and it showed that my testosterone, it was normal, but it was a little on the low side and my estrogen was higher. And after doing all these things and, you know, crying about my problems and making excuses, I said, you know what? I'm in the fitness industry. Maybe there's something I'm missing here. Maybe what I'm doing isn't the right thing. Maybe I've been following all these people, but maybe they're wrong. And that's when I dove into learning more about science. I had a degree in biology. I started looking at research and started to ask myself, what are the foundational principles here? What are the first principles that I can break things down and follow and apply, not just to myself, but to my clients? And that's what I'm going to share with you today. And that's what was responsible for this massive change in my physique. I mean, I'm so happy with the way I look and feel now compared to how I looked and felt when I was in my 30s. And now I'm in my 40s. I'm 44. And what I discovered was that there are five simple shifts to unlocking the body of your dreams. And if you just do these five things, you can get into the shape that you've always wanted to be in, but you can maintain that shape too, while experiencing more energy and vitality than you thought possible. And today we're going to go through all five of them in this masterclass. And the first one I want to share is you got to escape the quick fix trap. And what is that? Well, the quick fix trap is at the heart of every piece of mainstream fitness and nutrition advice. Do intermittent fasting or keto, or better yet, do both. But I love eating carbs, but I don't want to skip breakfast. Doesn't matter. Do them both. Or eliminate or cycle carbs. Like that's really going to do something. And work out 5 to 6 days a week, or do cardio on an empty stomach, or go on a detox or cleanse because maybe you have heavy metal toxicity or something else. And if none of these work for you, it's because you didn't have enough self-discipline or motivation to carry you through to the end. And you just need to go back to that thing and be more motivated next time, right? But that's BS. What I learned is there's one simple question to ask yourself to know if you're doing the right approach. Can you see yourself doing this for the rest of your life? If the answer is no, then what you're doing is a quick fix and it's a waste of your time. It's just not the right approach for you. It's as simple as that. And if you're finding yourself in this yo-yo approach where you go on a diet, you lose the weight, then gain it back because you just can't stick with it, you're stuck in this, my friend. And if it only works for the short term and the results aren't sustainable, why are you even bothering? And the chances are you're bothering with it because you don't know that there's another way of doing this, that you don't have to force yourself to have enough motivation to endure a strict diet and time-consuming workouts to hit your goal before you run out of willpower. And what I learned is this, and what I teach my clients is this: follow a flexible and sustainable system that will make achieving the body of your dreams inevitable while enjoying your lifestyle and eating the foods that you love. Now, that may not seem possible, but I promise you that is not just what's possible. It's the only way that works. Because if you want long-term success, it's built on foundational principles and mastering skills about how to apply those principles in your life. Not my life, not your friend's life, not Bob's life, not Brad's life, your life. And it needs to be repeatable and sustainable no matter how things change in your life, because there's different things happen in every year, right? The holidays, business gets busy, business backs off. Like, you probably have those shifts that are normal every single year. You need something that works no matter what season of the year that you're in, or what season of life you're in for that matter. So here's a case study for you. This is Jeff. He's 44, financial advisor from Atlanta. Guy was doing CrossFit and keto together. Can't think of a harder combination. But look at his belly in that photo. He does not look like a guy who's working out that hard or dieting that strictly, but here we are. And he was doing these grueling workout of the days while eating minimal carbs and getting the results that you see in that photo. He fell for the quick fix trap. He thought that it was some routine, some special routine that you had to do, like CrossFit and keto, for example. But it didn't work. So I taught Jeff how to apply the principles we're going to be talking about today without giving up his favorite foods. And in 4 months, Jeff lost 35 pounds, his gut disappeared, and he finally started to build a lean, muscular body. And the best part is, he was eating carbs because that's what's worked for him. He was able to attend the business dinners, enjoy his vacations, and go out and meet with his friends and family, all because he knew exactly what to eat to get lean while being able to do it in all these different situations. And again, this isn't just what's possible. This is the only way that works, because Jeff is lean years later. Okay. He's lean years later after following I still do calls with Jeff, and he actually just gave me a recent testimonial and update on his situation. And the guy's still in shape. Why? Because he didn't have to do any weird workouts or give up favorite foods. It just doesn't work. That's, again, not only what's possible, it's the only way that I found that works. Shift number two, debunking the biggest diet myth. So if you're asking yourself, well, how can someone eat to get lean but not give up their favorite foods? I don't understand. Then you're going to want to pay special attention to this shift. Because the experts will tell you this, it's real tactical. Eat clean, okay? Intermittent fasting, you just got to shorten the eating window, or eat like a caveman because, you know, the modern foods are causing problems with fat. Or go on a 7-day detox, probably got some, you know, endocrine disrupting chemicals or heavy metal toxicity, or just eat organic foods. You're just poisoning yourself with that conventional stuff, or cut out the carbs. Look, I've been down this road. I'm like rubbing my face as I'm reading this stuff, because it's not that any of these can't work. It's just they're not the reasons why they do work. And I always ask myself, well, why does this stuff work? And we'll get to that in a second. So I want you to pay attention. But first, I want to tell you, people tell you to cut out all this stuff. They give you so much conflicting dietary advice. The biggest complaint I get from clients is they don't know what to do. And if you follow all of it, well, it'll work, because you can't eat anything. And not eating anything is 100% guaranteed to help you lose weight. The problem is, we come back to, okay, well, do I feel good while I'm doing it? Is it healthy? And more importantly, can I sustain it? And the answer is no, of course. And when you get this wrong, you cut out your favorite foods, it only lasts until you're on vacation or the holidays or stress gets too high. Then you give up and gain the weight back. And you tell yourself it was you who failed, when in reality, the approach was destined to fail. You knew it was too hard to keep up, but you internalize it. You feel bad anyway. You feel like, no, well, I'm not one of those people who can ever get in shape, because you got to do all this hard stuff and I just can't do it. And then you wait until you're sick of seeing your image in the mirror every morning, or your clothes get too tight. And then you're like, no, I need to do something again. Then you do the same cycle. You go on a strict approach. And this cycle, it continues for years and sometimes even decades with some of the clients that I've worked with. And it leads people to feeling like they'll never be able to get it right, especially if you want to enjoy your life too. But what I want to tell you is this. We know why we have body fat. It's not there to make you feel miserable about yourself. Body fat is there as stored energy when times got scarce for food, or, you know, there was a harsh winter, or there was a famine, and it helped our ancestors survive. So what we know is this, we've got to create an energy deficit while preventing muscle loss, and that's key. And your body must get energy from burning body fat. We know how it works. And a lot of people will tell you, no, carbs make you fat. So go low carb or ketogenic. Or some people will say fat makes you fat. Some people will say, no, it's the whole hormone thing. You got to manage the hormones with intermittent fasting. Or, Weight Watchers, control your portions, which is actually more close to the truth. Or paleo, you got to eat these minimally processed paleo foods. And that works right for your genetics or whatever. But in reality, they all work by reducing calories. And here's why this is great. You can reduce, if low fat works for you, great. If low carb works for you, great. If you want to cut carbs, if you want to cut fat. But a lot of people, they just don't understand what they're eating. They don't understand how to do this and still live their life. And when you do learn how to do this, it's so simple. It's so simple. You can learn how to cut back on the energy coming in while doing the right types of exercise. You will lose fat. Every single person will lose fat. Now, you already know you've probably done a strict diet, but if you haven't, if we dropped you off on a desert island with no food, you would guaranteed lose fat when you tried to climb trees to get coconuts and eat crickets for protein. Okay, it's just that you can't stick with that type of approach in the modern food environment. Another thing that happens is you got to eat the right amount of calories, because if you have tried a program that really restricts you, you end up too hungry. And that leads to eating. You just can't stick with it because we all lose to hunger. It's biological. We all break. But if we eat too much, then we gain weight. So we've got to find that Goldilocks point, and it's different for every single person. That's why a personalized approach to nutrition, to find the right amount of calories with the right types of foods, that's the key here. And this exists for every single person. And when you create an energy deficit through a combination of diet, lifestyle, and the right amount of exercise, you eat a sufficient amount of protein to build muscle and prevent muscle loss, you eat the right types of foods to keep you full, you can enjoy yourself 20% of the time. You can go out, you can have those outings, you can have a little bit of alcohol, you can eat dessert. You can do these things and lose fat. And then all your friends, will ask the same questions that all my clients get asked. Oh, did you give up carbs? Are you taking some of this? Are you doing the TRT? What are you doing? And we can't even explain it to them. I say, don't even bother explaining it to them, because they don't want to hear it. They want to hear some quick fix, which was what we talked about in the beginning. They're not ready for this information, but hopefully you are. Hopefully you're willing to make this change, because giving up your favorite foods doesn't work long term. And why would you do that when you can have your cake and eat it too? And when you do this, look, I'm not saying you should go and eat the passion fruit ice cream cake like I did here. What I am saying is this: by eating some passion fruit ice cream cake, I was able to stick with my diet plan. Do you see how that works? Because if you restrict yourself for too long, you're like, no, especially if you got family bringing goodies back to your house, you can't say no forever. You're going to break. So you've got to say yes to these things so that you keep on track. That's the counterintuitive way to making it work. But if you don't know how to do this the right way, it just backfires and you gain weight. But I'm showing you here, you can do these things and lose fat. I've been there. I never tried keto. Thankfully, I figured this out before keto got really popular. But I was low carb for, 15 years. And yeah, I was lean when I was in my 20s. But as soon as I backed off the exercise and the types of things that I was doing and focused on my business, it all changed. And I got borderline obese and borderline diabetic. It was terrible. But now I'm in great shape and I can do this traveling. So I'm in Mexico right now. I was in Brazil. I've been in Thailand, Bali. I was in Miami Beach recently. I'm able to do this and stay in shape no matter where I am in the world, even though the cuisines change. Let me tell you, there's a big difference between the food that you get in Thailand, Bali, Mexico, Brazil, and Miami. All right. Huge difference. But I'm able to do it no matter what the situation is, all because I understand this concept that I shared with you in this lesson. So shift number three, use the secret weapon. And you may ask, well, what is that? Sounds like a little marketing even, but it really isn't. because it's secret. I use the word secret because this idea, this progressive overload training, it comes from exercise physiology books. Okay, it's boring, but it's effective. In fact, it's the most effective way to force your body to build lean muscle and get stronger. And it's the single most important factor from getting massive results from any type of workout or any form of exercise. What do I mean by that? Well, I'll explain it to you in a second. But what I want to tell you is if you get this wrong and you do the wrong type of training or cut your food intake too much or do both, you end up losing more muscle. And so the scale goes down, but then you lose muscle and you don't look the way you want. And it's easy when you lose muscle, it's easier to gain the fat back. Probably happened to you once or twice. But if you get this right, you can look like these guys. Jason Statham, 51 years old. Hugh Jackman, 49. Daniel Day Kim, 50. These guys look amazing. And here's the thing. We say progressive overload because so many people focus on, okay, well, should I do barbell training or dumbbell or kettlebell or gymnastics rings or whatever? Well, Hugh Jackman does a lot of powerlifting style exercises like deadlifts and bench presses for getting ready for Wolverine. Jason Statham does a lot of rings work and gymnastic style exercises. Daniel Day Kim does something different. The point is, it doesn't matter the tool you're using. It's the foundational principle, which is progressive overload training. And when you get this right, this not only works in your 40s and 50s, but in your 60s too. You can look like this. Now, these guys are at the high end of what's possible here. These guys put a lot of time into getting to where they are, but they're still using the same principles, the calorie deficit and progressive overload training. So how does it work? Well, you see those arrows? Those are all workouts. Are you stronger after workout? No, you're fatigued. You need to recover. You don't do a workout for an hour and say, oh my God, I feel even stronger. Let me do a second hour. No, you want to go home. You want to eat. You want to relax. And then when you come back to the gym the next time, you should be able to either do more reps with the same weight or do more weight. And this should continue so that your baseline level of fitness increases. And as you do this, and this works with cardio, it works with weights, although weights are the thing that you want to focus on when you're trying to change your body because you want to put on muscle, because so many of us, we think we got a lot of muscle, but once you get really lean, you realize how little muscle you actually have. But anyway, the only thing that needs to happen here is, did you do more than what you did last time? Because if you're focusing on, yeah, my workout's so hard, I'm exhausted, I'm so sore, that doesn't matter. I don't care how tired you are in your workout. It doesn't matter. I don't care how sore you are. In fact, we know that soreness is an indicator of muscle damage, and it's actually puts you deeper into the recovery hole and takes more time to get out of. So you're not busy making results. You're busy recovering. The only question you need to ask yourself is, are you doing more reps and or more weight than what you did last time? And do you do that every week? Because that's what my clients do. If they do more every week, either with more reps with the same weight or more weight, their body changes. Your body is forced to change. Okay, so if your workout isn't doing that, you need to change it if you want the best results. And if you don't do this and keep doing the same weight for the same reps and sets, you look the same. And that's where most people are stuck. And we also know this, over time, if you want to look really good, if you really want to look bigger, you've got to increase the volume of the amount of training that you're doing. So increase the sets. And if you get this right, you're going to see your muscle mass. You're going to look amazing. You're going to look like the pictures of the guys that I've showed you. You're going to look like me. You're going to look like those guys. But if you're following a plan that leaves you exhausted and sore, but you're not lifting more weight, then you're doing it wrong. It's as simple as that. Here's another case study. This is Scott, 49, high performance professional. Guy had a heart attack, seriously motivated to get back in shape. And here's the thing. He's been dieting for a long time. And when I met him, when we hopped on a call together, he was doing cardio every day, but he still had this belly. And he knew that losing that belly was the key to avoiding another heart attack. Luckily, the first one wasn't that serious, but it's still a heart attack. Even a not so super serious heart attack is still a heart attack. And he didn't know what he was doing wrong. So I showed him. I showed him how to combine the right exercise using progressive overload along with the effective dietary strategies that we've already gone over. And in 5 months, he lost 35 pounds and got back to a weight he was in his 20s. And this guy's ready to crush it in his 50s. He just retired. He wants to travel, and he doesn't want his health or any type of issues like that or his weight to hold him back. And this can be you too. Without the heart attack, or even if you've had some type of problem, this could be you too. But you got to do the right strategies. It doesn't happen just by doing cardio every day or trying to eat healthy. Shift number four, there's no perfect time. So if you're an A player and you know that being in great shape is important for you, I want to ask you, why haven't you achieved it yet? And so many times the answer is, well, you know, it's just not the right time. It's busy at work. The holidays are coming up. The kids are getting out of school. It's summer vacation. I'm going to have to spend a lot of time with them. Look, life doesn't slow down. Life doesn't make room for things. You make room for things in your life. And let me tell you this, one of the hardest things for people to realize is that habits like the habit of saying no or the habit of putting things off because there's no time, that doesn't magically get easier when you have time. It's not like when your schedule is better or when you make that amount of money or when the kids go off to college or whatever you're waiting for, it's not like it's going to get easier. In fact, it's going to be harder because habits are programs in your brain. It's neural connections that have been laid down over time. And the longer you've had a habit, the harder it is to break it. And yeah, sure, a heart attack might help you. A diabetes diagnosis might help you with motivation. It might help you at the beginning, but you're still going to have to put in the work. And the work doesn't end in a few weeks. It's got to be maintained. So the best time to change is probably 5 or 10 years ago. But the second best time is today. Okay. The second best time is today. You'll never have a better opportunity than right now to change. So the old way is wait for New Year's and then you can make the changes. And that never lasts. It doesn't even last a month for the vast majority of people, or getting back on track after your vacation, or working out hard and making up for all the days that you couldn't go to the gym. Doesn't work either. Or putting your job and your kids or your partner first, because this is life and that's what men do. They sacrifice for the people that they care about, which is admirable. But the reality is this is being stuck. This is stress. This is frustrating, leads to emotional eating, weight gain, health issues. And you feeling, you actually not stepping up and being the best version of yourself for all those people and things that you do care about. So this is the new way. No one's coming to save you. No one will work out for you or eat the right things for you. It's in your power to take the responsibility for your behaviors and make the changes that you need to in your life. And when you need to step up your game, you just go and do it. And shifting to commit to always doing something, no matter how small, even when I'm super busy, I won't act on the all or nothing mindset anymore. I'll always eat at least one healthy meal, or I'll do a 10-minute workout. If I can't do a 45-minute workout, you will do something. You'll go for a walk. You'll walk for 15 minutes if you can't walk for an hour or can't walk for 30. You always commit to doing something. And instead of having these big workouts that you have to miss when you don't have time, you'll do a shorter workout that actually fits your busy schedule, because you know, just as in all things, consistency matters most. And you understand that the best way to show up for your kids, the best way to be an example, the best way to support your partner and to crush it in your career or business is by making yourself a priority. Because the truth is this: your health and fitness form the foundation for success in every area of your life. Don't believe that? Ask someone who's really sick. Ask someone after their heart attack or diabetes diagnosis, especially if they're successful financially. Ask them what they would pay to go back and do it over. So here's case study number four. This is Kevin, 33 years old, one of the younger guys I've worked with. Senior sales executive, was crushing it in sales just every year or every quarter. I forget exactly. It was just crushing it. But the thing was, he had been working out for 10 years, doing these push-pull legs workouts, spending about 90 minutes, 6 times a week in the gym, just totally crazy, and eating healthy. And these were his results. I mean, he doesn't look bad, but it's not a guy who's looking the way he wants, especially for the amount of effort. He was doing the work hard strategy, not the work smart strategy. And his wife was complaining. It's like, hey, we have a newborn kid and you're in the gym 6 hours a week. It's a lot. And worst of all, he just Again, didn't get the results he wanted. Boom. I showed Kevin how to spend less time in the gym while getting better results. We cut his days from 6 to 4. We dialed in his nutrition. And in 3 months, he dropped 20 pounds of fat because he had a lot less to lose than some of the other guys. And he saw his abs for the first time, all while growing his career, spending more time with the people he cares about, and without giving up the foods that he loves to eat. This is what's possible, folks. If you're working hard and not getting results, it is not your age, genes, metabolism, hormones, etc. It is your strategies. They're either not working or you're not doing them properly. Shift number 5, invest in mentoring. Let me ask you a question. How satisfied are you with your current results? How have you been getting the information, the strategies? Who's been holding you accountable? Because if you're not satisfied, I'll tell you something. Behind every great success is a coach. Every single athlete that you look up to, and even a lot of business people, a lot of CEOs, a lot of entrepreneurs, they all have great coaches that help them. Some of them have therapists. Some of them have coaches. All my clients are entrepreneurs. They're very successful people. They know that the shortest way to get the results that they want in an area of their life that they don't quite have the expertise in is by hiring a coach in that area. And listen, I've been through this experience. I've been a personal trainer. Personal trainers don't work unless they're going to teach you how to eat properly. You're going to go and work out and not too much is going to happen. Maybe you burn a little bit of fat. Maybe you build a little bit of muscle. But eventually, if you don't learn the deeper aspects of health that I shared with you here, especially with regards to nutrition, you're going to hit a plateau. You're not going to get around it. And if you're doing the extreme workouts, look, I've been there. I competed in Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu. It can work, but it's not sustainable. As soon as things get busy, you can't do it anymore. Magazines, podcasts, ebooks, some of them give great information. Most of them give terrible information. And even with the ones that give great information, it's really hard to know how to apply that information to your specific life. And your results probably reflect that right now, because I know you. This is not your first masterclass. It's not your first rodeo. You're well-educated on the topics of nutrition. You probably know a lot about it. But it's just, how do I put it into play in a strategy that works in my life and that delivers results? And I'll tell you, I even went and hired a coach when I was traveling and building my business. I was in Bangkok. Actually, that photo that you see right there, I hired a coach to help me because it was easy for me to get in shape and eat the right things when I was living in Miami. But now I was in Bangkok, Thailand. And before that, I was in Bali. And then I was on my way to Hong Kong and Singapore and Malaysia. And then on this side of the world, Colombia, Mexico, Brazil. How to get in shape without giving up my traveling lifestyle and eating the different foods in all these amazing countries that I've traveled in. I needed some help with that. And that was the result. So this can be you too. I have the experience of not just helping you lose fat. So many people can help you do that. I can help you lose fat without giving up your lifestyle, with the traveling, with the business trips, with the socializing, enjoying your life. That is what I'm offering here. And let's get into the traits of a great coach. They provide expert advice in a step-by-step system. They know what to do. When you get into that plateau or that obstacle, they know exactly what to do to get you past it. They walk the talk. They're not teaching you something that they don't do, but maybe read or heard or learned somewhere else, but they don't actually do it. Everything that I teach you and everything that a great coach will teach you, including the coaches that I've hired, they all walk the talk. They provide no BS and accountability. Look, sometimes the no BS thing has to do with, oh, you need to try harder. Oh, you're not motivated enough. That's actually BS too. It's not just about the BS strategies that we talked about. They share the same core values. Look, health is important to me, but it's not my main focus. I don't want it to be the main focus of my life. I want it to be part of my life, but something that I don't have to spend so much time on. I want to enjoy my life. I want to spend time with my friends and family. I want to go out to dinner and share good times without being so concerned about, oh, I'm going to burn fat or gain fat or blow my diet. I don't want to think about those things. My values are really about maintaining my health, but also maintaining my social life and maintaining the health of my psychological life. In other words, going out and having fun is what helps manage stress. It's not just about staying home and so you can eat your chicken and broccoli, right? Also, they instill belief and raise standards for you. So many people are capable of so much more than they realize. They just need the right strategies. And one of the most powerful shifts that happen with my clients is they start to see how this is possible. So many of my clients, they've been in great shape before, but they had to compete in triathlons or run marathons or do extreme methods that weren't sustainable for them because it just took too much time away from other areas of their life. So they start to believe, oh, this is possible. I can have this lifestyle that I want and have great results, have great health. That is what happens when you hire a great coach. And I've made all the mistakes to figure this stuff out. I've trained hundreds of executives, entrepreneurs, CEOs, A players who had the same challenges as you. I've seen it all. And I'd ask you, how much more time do you want to waste trying to figure this out on your own? Because most people look the same year after year. They spend thousands of dollars on personal trainers, gym memberships, all sorts of things. And despite investing their time, energy, and money, they never see what their body is truly capable of. And I want to ask you to take a quick look. With all the time, money, and effort you've been putting into getting in shape, are you happy with the results? Because most people repeat the same unsuccessful patterns over and over and over. And they try to figure it out on their own. And I'll tell you, there's just so much confusing information out there. It would take years for you to find out what's right and what is BS if you're ever able to figure that out. And I want to tell you, I walk the talk here. I personally invested more than $25,000 on training and mentoring, and I'm only talking about this year alone. And every time it was a big decision. Now, all those investments paid for themselves if you invest in the right person. So don't do it alone. Find the best mentor out there and spend what it takes to work with them. It's the only true shortcut in getting results. It's not going to be easy. There's going to be work. But when you're working on the right strategies and you're seeing consistent results, those results are what keeps you motivated to stay in the game when sometimes you don't feel like doing it. So that is it, my friends. What you need to win. Step number one, escape that quick fix trap. Stop doing things that you know you can't keep up. Step number two, master the right nutrition principles. It's all about that calorie deficit and finding the right amount of calories with the right foods that help you stay on track to be consistent. Use the secret weapon. If you're not doing more this week rather than what you did last week, then you're doing it wrong. Don't wait for the perfect time to get started. The deeper you get into a habit, the more effort it's going to take to break that habit. And you've probably been in this habit for a long time. Changing today is the best chance you have. Probably a second great chance, a great time is when someone dies in your family from a health issue, or you get your first heart attack or diabetes. Don't wait for that. Although it's a powerful motivator, you got to ask yourself, is that really what I want to wait for to get motivated? Because then all of a sudden it becomes the perfect time. Step number five, if you're not happy with your results, invest in mentoring. It's the fastest way to achieve the results that you want. And these five shifts alone are enough to get you to reclaim your health, get the body you've always wanted, and really live that extraordinary life. Now you have a choice. I want to talk to you about the invitation right now. And here's how I can help. My team and I have set aside some time in the next 72 hours to speak to you personally about how you can apply these techniques in your life and get immediate results today. And the cost of the call is absolutely free. I'm not going to charge you. I'm not going to ask for your credit card, nothing like that. And whatever your biggest challenges are, your busy calendar, the state of your health, low energy, slow metabolism, injuries, or body insecurities. I've seen it all. I know how to shift you past it. But here's the thing. This isn't for everyone. If you're a person who makes excuses, if you don't even think this is possible for you, if you don't think the strategies exist for you, if you don't think it's possible at all, this isn't for you. Also, if you're not a person who's crushing it in your business, this isn't really for you. This is for entrepreneurs, A players, people who are action takers, who step up to the challenge and take action. And you must be fully open to changing your current approach and possess the courage to embrace a faster and smarter way to transform your health, body, and life. In other words, you got to be coachable, because there's people who are successful in their business, but they're not coachable. You got to be coachable. And you must be sick and tired of being out of shape and stressed and 110% committed to doing what it takes to change now. You should be ready, in other words, to make you a priority in your life. So if this is you, book a session right away. And here's how I can help. On the call, I'll help you get total clarity about exactly what your body, health, and lifestyle, what you want those to look like, as well as the exact steps you should take to becoming leaner, sexier, healthier, faster than you ever thought possible. And if you want us to help you, and if you think it's a good fit, and we think it's a good fit, we may invite you to be part of our coaching program. And if that happens, we're going to put you through the same program we put Jeff through, that we put Kevin through, that we put Scott through, everyone that you saw today, including myself, the same program I put myself through. And this curriculum is designed to get you the body and health you've always wanted. And I want to be specific here. A lot of people can help you lose fat. That's not what I'm offering. That's easy to do. Go do a cabbage soup diet for a week. You'll lose fat. What we're really talking about here is losing fat while enjoying your lifestyle at the same time. We're talking about losing fat without giving up your favorite foods. And I'll expect you to make some serious progress in the next 12 weeks. So if you resonate with this, legendarylifeprogram.com/apply is the link to click to set up your call. And I want to tell you, spaces are very limited. And spaces are limited for the call, but I take even less people for my coaching program. And I want to tell you this. If you've been wanting to make this change, and if you resonate with what I shared with you today, don't wait to book your call. Click on this link, book it now. Book the call right now if you feel a connection with what I shared with you. If you feel like, you know what, this guy might actually be able to help me. I don't know if I can help you. We'll have to hop on a call. But the chances are, if you're the type of person I talked about, if you have tried a lot of things in the past and they haven't worked, I can help you achieve that next level. I can show you not just how to lose fat, but how to enjoy your life at the same time. So you're going out on vacations and enjoying yourself and eating meals that are delicious and going out to the restaurants and not ordering salad. I'm going to show you how even that's wrong. I'm going to show you how to make this into a lifestyle that you enjoy. And I make it simple for you. I hate to say this because I know how much of a struggle that fat loss is for so many people. But to be honest, it's very simple. And what's hard is knowing the right strategies. But once you know the right strategies, it's very simple. So again, if you want that level of help, let's hop on a call, and you book it through clicking that link. And again, only if we feel that it's a good fit for each other will I invite you into the coaching program. If I don't feel you're a good fit, I'll let you know. We'll still have a great call. You'll still get a lot out of the call. You'll still get a lot of information, some strategies, and go on your way. And if you're a person you already know, like most of my clients already are looking for coaches, and they're just looking for the right ones because they're not sure who to trust. If you're that person, let's hop on a call together. And again, we can talk about what your goals are, what I do in the program. And if it seems like a good fit, then man, sky's the limit. All right. Hope you enjoyed this presentation today. Go and put these things into play. And if you resonate, if you want that next level, click that link, schedule your call. And I'm looking forward to speaking with you. That's it for today. Hope you enjoyed it and make sure you take action. Whatever felt like the right thing for you to do, make sure you take that thing. Make sure you take action on it. Action is the game changer. Knowledge without action is just, I don't know. It's just, it doesn't do anything. So make sure you take the most important thing that you learned today and take action on it. All right, so this Friday, you and I, we're gonna have a real conversation. It's gonna be another Real Talk Friday. And the topic of this week's episode is gonna be how seeking an easy life leads to a harder one, and how seeking discomfort, going out of your way to do the hard things, actually leads to an easier and better experience of life. So if you're a person, you find yourself wanting to take the easy way out, but then constantly wondering why life seems so hard, you're gonna wanna tune in for this Friday where we do a deep dive on this subject. So have an amazing week, and speak to you then.